Welcome back to Symphony Hall in Boston. I'm Ron Delachiesa, bringing you a WCRB broadcast of the 139th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In just a few minutes, our music director, Andras Nelsons, will be back on stage to continue this concert with Dmitri Shostakovich's Symphony No. 12, the year 1917. It was completed in 1961, written as a commemoration of the Bolshevik Revolution and its leader, Vladimir Lenin. And even with full knowledge of Shostakovich's tortured relationship with the Soviet state, for Andras Nelsons, whose childhood was in the Soviet Union, honoring Lenin isn't too hard to understand.
I remember myself in childhood, at school, in first grade, we had a lesson where we were taught about the life of Lenin and Lenin as a boy, how talented he was. Oh, so I had a feeling when I was in first grade that Lenin was like Jesus Christ, you know? He was like a god. And that was how I was taught in my early... And I'm sure Shostakovich and all everyone who lived too. So I also don't want to consider sometimes people in the West or say, oh, it's all absolutely against Soviet and the Communist Party, and it's all absolutely dark and depressive and the other people side saying, oh, it's very communistic and it's really patriotic. And I think we should avoid really judging and taking absolutely black or white. But what we can feel, of course, is these dissonances of music, these question marks, which we can ask the question ourselves when we listen to music. And I think every member of the audience can actually find his or her own answer.
And you can hear more from Andras Nelsons about this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. The Symphony No. 12 is organized in four continuous movements, each bearing a title of what it describes. The first is Revolutionary Petrograd, which establishes a theme that returns throughout the piece. The second, Rasliv, is named for the town in Finland where Lenin took refuge after a failed attempt at a coup before the revolution. The next movement is entitled Aurora, named for the ship that fired a shot to signal the beginning of the assault on the Winter Palace in Petrograd. And the finale is called The Dawn of Humanity, a reflection of the grandiose myth-making that defines so much of the Soviet experiment. Now coming on stage, once again, our music director, Andras Nelsons. And we'll continue this concert. We'll hear Shostakovich's 12th Symphony of the year 1917 from WCRB. Ending with a finale called The Dawn of Humanity. You just heard the Symphony No. 12, the year 1917, by Dmitri Shostakovich. Andras Nelsons led the Boston Symphony Orchestra in concert here at Symphony Hall. The 12th Symphony is one of three Shostakovich symphonies on the BSO calendar this season. The others are the Symphony No. 2 to October. That includes the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and the Chamber Symphony, an arrangement of the composer's String Quartet No. 8. All of those are being recorded for future release on the Deutsche Grammophon label, a series that has already won 4 Grammy Awards for the Boston Symphony Orchestra and its music director, Andras Nelsons. Now remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the Hall, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. There's nothing like the experience of a live concert here in Symphony Hall. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliad-Ross, with assistance from Nick Squire, Joel Watts, and Cole Barber. Thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger, the BSO Publications Department, and Orchestra Manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Delachiesa. Thank you for joining us for another exciting night with the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.